A concert is not a performance where a star comes to perform. A concert is a gathering, an effort from various points directed at a singular location to achieve a purpose and an objective. He says, we made a concerted effort to find you. It means that everybody went up and down looking for you. And we all came at different directions. That's the meaning of a concert. The church has not been able to hear the voice of the Lord any longer, because when we come, we have elevated certain people to stardom. And we have sat in the shadows. God never intended it to be so. The perfect intention of God was for the throne to be set and for all men to be there. He says, after the fivefold offices have taught the people to do the work of the ministry, then we all, the fivefold plus the people that have been raised, will now do the work of the ministry. I told you yesterday that the church is just about to enter the first phase of its ministry in Jesus. The redemption of the soul is just about to begin. What we call the salvation of the soul is not an easy place. It's not preaching and making altar call. Look at the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Not once did they make an altar call. The people heard the message and they were cut to the heart and said, brothers, what shall we do? The Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, see water. There was no indication from that scripture that Philip talked about baptism. They were speaking about Isaiah in 53. He was bruised for our transgressions. Where is the place of baptism there? But the man said, see water. What stops me from being baptized? Philip said, well, if you want stop, they stop. Immediately they finished, the spirit caught up Philip. There is a church that's about to show its face. It's moving in the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing of a man remains there. These are they which followeth the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And they love not their lives even unto the death. They were not defiled by women. He's not talking about physical women. He's talking about spirits. Defilement. Spiritual defilement. Says so they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. One day a rich young ruler came to Jesus. The Bible calls him a young ruler. Do you know what that means? You think he was a government official? In Israel, your rulership is tied to how much of God you know. So from day one, when a child is born, he is sent to the synagogues. It's like the Muslims, when they give birth to a child, the muezzin comes and he calls prayer in the ears of the child. Allahu Akbar, he calls it into the ears of a newborn baby. So that baby begins to hear it from there. That's why when you want to come against Islam, you must know what you are coming against. That was the way the church ought to be. Congregational service like this is not where you're supposed to receive instruction. Right from your home, every father was supposed to be a proficient teacher of God's word. Moses tells them, whenever they sit to celebrate this Passover, let the head of the family sit at the head of the table and set the feast. When you break the bread, then let the children say, Father, why do we have to eat this kind of bread? Then the father will begin to explain to them the things that God said to Abraham, which were passed on to Isaac, which were passed on to Jacob, who later became Israel, and how he led them to captivity and delivered them according to his word. It was not the pastor that taught. When we come together in the congregation, we come to bring the presence. Ah, that word again. So when a child graduates from synagogue, that child is called a man. In Israel, Jesus was already a man at 12. Because he answered all the questions of the chief scribes. And he asked them questions which they had no answer to. From that point, he had celebrated his bar mitzvah. His mother and no woman could look upon his nakedness. He was a man. So when they say the rich young ruler, that tells you that he qualified while he was still young. Are you listening to me? He qualified early. He was a ruler amongst God's people. And he did that very early. Then you also understand Paul's credentials. You also understand his boast. He says, amongst my people, I was at the top. And concerning our faith, I belonged to the most zealous sect, the Pharisee sect. This was a rich young ruler. He was rich in the things of God. He was young and he was a ruler in the house of the Lord. Then he came to Jesus, says, "Good master, what good thing must I do to inherit the kingdom?" Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Go and keep the law. What does it say? Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the face of the earth." All of you that are looking for long life, you don't need anybody laying hands on you. The secret to long life on the earth is honor your father and your mother. He didn't say worship them. He said do what? Honor them. You don't need hands laid on you or oil poured on you. And the rich young ruler said, "I have kept it since I was a child." And Jesus is God, remember? Mark says, and Jesus looked at him and he loved him. Because he had told the truth. Jesus could have operated the gift of word of knowledge there and revealed what the guy did the previous day that broke the law. But Jesus knew this guy had done well by keeping the law. Do you think it's everybody that is morally decadent? There are unbelievers that are morally sound. Someone was traveling out of Murtala Mohammed Airport. And it was said that as an expatriate, he was carrying so much money. And the Nigerian immigration officials wouldn't let him. So he had to keep back some of the money and he ran to one of these malams that sell and buy currency. And he said to him, "Can you keep this for me? I'm returning from Germany in a few weeks." That one said, "This is my name. Any day you come, your money will be here." And he went and boarded and took off. When he returned, he went there. The man was not there. He said to them, "I kept some money here with so-so person." They brought it in the same leather bag, the way it was tied. There are unbelievers who have only one wife, even though their religion allows them to have four. And they have no concubine, and they are not intended on doing that. I'm saying there are dogs who are disciplined. Because he called the Syrophoenician woman a dog. And then when she finished talking, he said, "I have not seen such faith, even amongst the sons." And Jesus said, "This one thing you have not done, sir. Go, sell all that you have, give to the poor, have treasure, where? Then come and say follow." Say follow. Say follow. This guy was rich, young, and a ruler in the synagogue. But he had no treasure in heaven. You can be rich, young, and a ruler in church and not be known in heaven. It's a fearful thing. Because we have the erroneous impression that the more busy we are for Jesus, the more certain we are that we will sit in a favorable place in his throne. My friend, open your eyes and see, even natural things teach about the spiritual. Jehovah's Witness, nobody does evangelism like that. Their church is not growing. If it was according to activity, say Jehovah's, will they be building those small temples? They should be filling stadia. Because every day they knock every door. They are a pest to everybody. And if you're a Jehovah's Witness, yeah, I don't mean it insultingly. But truth is one. When you collide with it, it might hurt. But please don't fight with it. Evangelism is not knocking everybody's door. Evangelism is not running helter-skelter. Evangelism is being led by the Holy Ghost. Until your life bears fruit, you are not permitted to represent him. Peter, all of you, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you can become witnesses for me. You don't represent him outside his spirit. Do you know you can die in church on this stage and find yourself in hell? That is why the religions of the world make a mess of it. When a person is about to die, they come and administer last rites. Omnis Victum Sanctus. You just go into the holes and they bury you. The rich young ruler did not understand what it was like. Because every day he listened to Jesus, he knew there was a kingdom where his name ought to be registered in. And he knew that there was this nagging fear, I'm not there yet. That centurion saw that kingdom. He said, Master, you don't have to follow me home. I've watched you. I'm a man under authority. And I have people under me. When I say come, they must come. And I have watched you. Every time you talk, there is an unseen hand that moves to perfect that which you spoke about. So you don't have to follow me. Just speak the word. Your guys are waiting to obey you. But Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, said, follow me home. Lay hands on my daughter and she shall be healed. I see an evil under the sun. Princes walking on earth, the earth, and their servants riding upon a horse.